This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our weekly up-to-date news in the world of points, miles, and travel. There are a good amount of updates this week, but nothing that's really crazily surprising. Obviously, Hyatt, which I'm going to get to in a minute, has announced their official date for their devaluation and things, but we were expecting this, so that's not really a surprise. If you are catching this on Friday, this is May 1st, and Bilt announced that its May 1st rent day promo is going to be a transfer bonus to Avios programs like British Airways, Iberia, and Aer Lingus. Bonuses are going to range from 40% for Blue members up to 75% for Platinum, and that's a bit of a shift down because as long as I've heard about Bilt, and I've just been a recent Bilt member in the last couple of months, Platinum always got 100%. And they could opt to get higher to 125%. And now everything kind of shifted down a little bit, which is unfortunate. So Platinum can boost that to 100. Gold can boost now from 60% up to 75%, which is a bit of a bummer because before it was 75% could get boosted to 100%. And on top of that, transfers are now capped at 100,000 points across all the Avios programs. And that's something that Bilt hasn't done before. I think the JAL, Japan Airlines, transfer bonus or rent day kind of hurt them is my assumption. You had a bunch of new people, including myself, flooded to Bilt. We all earned points in the first month or so of getting our brand new Bilt cards. They released an amazing transfer bonus to Japan Airlines of 100% up to 125%. People that have been sitting on Bilt points forever cashed in majorly. People that were new to Bilt like myself still cashed in majorly. I transferred 95,000 Bilt points over and have 190,000 Japan Airlines miles now waiting for an amazing redemption likely for next year. And I think they walked that back basically and said, okay, we can't do that again, which is unfortunate. So you can, again, upgrade your transfer bonus for Avios programs by paying $150 or redeeming, I should say, $150 in Bilt cash. But it's not great that they kind of nerfed their systems, the things that were going really, really well for them so substantially. There's been a couple of devaluations as well in the airline industry. Air Canada just announced a major update to its Aeroplan award chart starting June 1st, and it's mostly not great. About 85% of routes are increasing in price, while only 15% are getting cheaper, and the decreases aren't really worth chatting about. Some of the biggest hits are in its premium cabins, which I love booking and using Aeroplan for. That's with business and first class awards going up by as much as 10,000 to 40,000 points on longer routes. And again, there are a few small wins, like some slight discounts on short haul economy and some regional business class flights. But if you've been eyeing an Aeroplan redemption, you got about a month to lock that in before these things take place. And just to give you some scope, Atlantic business class redemptions are rising between 5,000 to 10,000 miles on average. Atlantic first class redemptions are rising 10,000 miles. And then for Pacific flights, business class redemptions are rising between 2,500 to 10,000 miles on average. And Pacific first class redemptions are rising 10,000 miles on average. So again, not really great. And on top of that, Avianca Life Miles also had a devaluation over the weekend, and some of their partner business redemptions are rising 15%, and partner economy redemptions are rising 21%. So in a world where points and miles are constantly evolving and changing, well, unfortunately, we've got a few more devaluations to contend with now going forward. Something that I think nobody expected to see was Wells Fargo adding another transfer partner, and this one's a pretty good one, to Cathay Pacific Asia Miles. And I think that's going to make people pay attention to Wells Fargo a little bit more now, as they came out the gate with their new card and then they didn't really have any great partners, and now they've just added multiple. I think they're trying to be a contender. And what's most interesting is American Express lowered their transfer ratio to Cathay Pacific from 1 to 1 to basically 1 to 0.8 just a few months ago. So it is really interesting that Wells Fargo is trying to be a contender now. I don't plan to do anything with Wells Fargo in the foreseeable future, but I am keeping an eye out now for more of these transfer partners that are popping up and seeing maybe if they're going to be a player that I'll consider in the next year or so. Of course, I can't not talk about the Hyatt devaluation that's coming up on May 20th. We have an official date for that. I had mentioned before in a previous Quick Hits, people kept saying May 7th, but Hyatt themselves said that that was not the correct date. So we have the official date as May 20th, and they've announced their award category changes, which they do every single year, of hotels that are switching either up or down on their award category. If it goes up, well, then that means it's more expensive in points. And if it's unlikely, but if it goes down, it means it's cheaper in points. And it's not really great overall. Out of 136 hotels changing categories, 112 are going up in price. Again, these are going to kick in May 20th. And I think the biggest hit is to the free night certificates, because 14 properties will no longer qualify for category 1 through 4 certificates. And that includes a good amount of popular hotels here in the US, which makes those certificates a lot less valuable here in the States. And on top of that, more hotels are moving to Category 8, which is their top category for hotels, meaning that some aspirational properties could cost up to 85,000 points per night, which is absurd in the Hyatt world, and they won't be bookable with any of the free night certificates that Hyatt has, not even the normal category 1 through 7. So again, book now if you've been eyeing a Hyatt stay. You can lock in current pricing before May 20th, and Hyatt will refund you if prices drop. So there's really no downside to booking early, although I think the likelihood of prices dropping is fairly unlikely in that sense. And if they do drop, we've shared it through our newsletter and such, but Autopilot is an amazing app that will track your flights and your hotels. It is probably one of my new favorite tools to have in the travel world, where it will automatically reprice, or it will track the pricing of your flights and hotels. And if anything drops by a certain amount, then it will rebook you on flights by keeping your same class and your same seat. And on hotels now, they offer by keeping the same room and everything else as well. I've already seen some savings with it because they literally track pricing changes every single day and throughout the day. The way that it works is, if, as an example for a flight, if your flight drops by $20 or more in cost, well, then they're going to automatically reprice that for you or rebook it for you without changing your PNR or anything like that. Flight change, and so they don't like fully cancel, so there's no risk of losing your seat. If it drops by $20, well, then you get essentially a $15 flight credit, and then you pay them $5. So they take 25% of the savings that you get. I think it's phenomenal. I have an interview with Sam, the founder of Autopilot, coming up on the show in a couple weeks. I pushed this out in our newsletter. I am such a fan of this app now. It's been absolutely amazing. So I throw that in there kind of randomly, because if pricing changes happen within the hotels or with your airlines, don't worry, Autopilot's got your back. But in general, the rules are, you know, Hyatt or other hotels will refund you if prices drop in the future if you choose to rebook those same hotel properties. And we do have a full blog post on our site, as well as we'll link to Autopilot. It is our affiliate link, so if you do want to sign up for them, would love if you consider using our link. We'll keep that in the show notes as well in case you choose to use it. It is completely free, basically, to sign up for, and you only pay unless you win and they save you money, which I think is a great proposition to work with. And as far as current transfer bonuses, Amex membership rewards, they announced a 20% transfer bonus from Amex points to Hilton. Keep in mind, Amex transfers right now at a 1-to-2 ratio to Hilton normally, but with this 20% transfer bonus, that means it's now going to be 1-to-2.4. So 1,000 Amex points is going to translate into 2,400 Hilton Honors points through May 30th. If you need help with doing the math on that, don't forget we do have our transfer bonus calculator on the Boldly Go website that you can find. It allows you to put in what the ratio is, what the current transfer bonus is, and it will spit out for you the exact calculation. So if you're not a math whiz, it will do the work for you as well.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
And that is basically it for our quick hits. We are finalizing the details and should have an announcement here within the next week or two on the exact hotel for our Boldly Go meetup, the first ever one in Miami next year on February 5th through the 7th. I am super excited to get a chance to meet with all of you who are going to be able to be there. I've been getting comments and DMs and just statements from people that they're so excited for Miami and so excited to connect and just converse with other Points and Miles people. And I think if you are in a space where you are loving Points and Miles, but all the people around you are tired of you talking about Points and Miles, well, this is going to be a great casual event for us to attend. Some of the things that we're looking at doing is possibly a kind of mini conference, so nothing super lengthy, but maybe an hour or two session that's going to likely also be a live version of the podcast, maybe a panel with some of our people that have been on the show before or other individuals that have great Points and Miles stories. So we're going to have some great knowledge being shared, but also some really fun activities. And a shout out, I have to continuously shout out the ladies in the party planning committee, because they have been doing one behind the scenes, because I just don't have the capacity to do it all myself, especially with running the practice and everything else in the meantime. So I am super grateful for them. So look out for that announcement coming soon. For those who completed that early access waitlist survey, you will get that announcement first, and we will give you a heads up that the announcement is coming within the Boldly Go WhatsApp group. So you will get that announcement first, and then everyone else will get that in a couple of days after that. So I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, fantastic week next week. And as always, I appreciate each and every one of you. Remember to travel well, live boldly, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, Listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel Intend wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.